107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety. Robin Mays just walked in. It's your time for your adorable, adoptable pet of the week with Robin Mays, voice for companion animals. And you have in
Good
a little
morning.
Cage.
I have in a little cage Merlin.
Merlin?
Merlin, the magician.
Merlin looks adorable from over here. Can you let her out?
Merlin, you ready?
Is it him or her?
This is a him.
And you say Merlin.
Merlin, the magician.
Hi, Merly.
Maybe. Hey, dude. Coming out?
Hi.
No?
Hi,
she looks so cute. Very small, very kittenish and striped.
Why are you pretending to be quiet when we know darn well you're... Here we go. When we know darn well you are not.
Hi, handsome. Oh, hello, handsome. Hi.
She's beautiful. How old?
Merlin is about 8-9 weeks. Merlin will be heading to the vet for our checkup and get our shots started. Merlin was the one who decided to go shopping at Tractor Supply.
Little angel.
Sorry, not Tractor Supply. The other store across from us, Baumgars. and back behind the control board we go.
They all go to the same spot.
He was
a girl.
Yeah, he was a boy. Under a pallet. So he is, we coaxed him out, got him caught, and he's been chilling with us when we have been working with him, and now he is a Merlin the Magician.
He's absolutely beautiful. I'm sorry, I was distracted by Merlin's cuteness. Is he available for adoption?
He will be by the end of the week when we get all of his vaccinations started and deworming and all that.
Do animals this cute, this young, last very long without getting adopted?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I can't imagine that.
Yes.
Somebody wanting to just take this cat right now.
Well, and Rumor, Scrappy's puppy, we still have Rumor.
Wow.
It's just not, resident dogs haven't been fond of a puppy. Got to have a fenced in yard. So we still have Rumor also.
Laura, are you getting good pictures of this beautiful animal?
I don't know if they're good pictures.
Laura is...
How did you acquire this? I ask you this every week, but I'm always curious how they ended up on your doorstep.
Yeah, Merlin is the one who was under a pallet across the street at Baumgars. So they called us and said, we got a problem. We've got a kitten we do not want hit by a forklift. So Merlin got coaxed out and... wasn't too sure about all of us, but the volunteers have been carrying him around and working with him, and now he is a hoot. He's acting scared, but...
When you get a call like that, how do you... It's not the easiest thing in the world to go pick up a cat.
No. It was just luck that, one, it was a Sunday, and we had just gotten done at the building. We were cleaning and taking care of everything. It was late morning. It was luck, and... We went over and thought, well, we'll give this a try, but got him coaxed out and grabbed him and set him up in a cage by himself so we could work with him and make sure he was okay. And
Laura, when you're getting pictures of all that cuteness, make sure you don't get my bald spot.
Oh, God. All these directions.
You can get attached to this animal. She looks so happy and well-adjusted.
He.
Well, they all look like girls to me.
Because they're cute?
Yeah. Oh. Okay. A little cute baby. It's, you know. Did I ever tell you my cat, Ruby? It was a boy.
Mm-hmm.
I just refused to admit that.
Go in for a spay and surprise.
Yeah. Now she's Ruby.
Now Ruby, the Wonder Cat.
Do you have any events coming up, fundraisers? Or
we just had one yesterday. Holly Klimek Photography did an awesome fall that was just finished yesterday. And we do not have anything right at this moment.
Well, be sure to let us know when you do.
We will let you know when we do.
This portion of the huge broadcast is brought to you by Pro Team Design, designing the extraordinary every day. For all your screen printing and embroidery needs, free quotes and superior service, Pro Team Design. Check them out on Facebook or ProTeamDesign.com. Laura, do you think Pro Team Design will join us on the air at some point?
Yes, absolutely. I think Craig would love to come in.
That would be good. Find out more about what they do.
Yeah.
That voice you hear off the air is that of photography expert, award-winning photographer Laura Hurley. And I found out her key to taking award-winning photos.
Contortion.
It'd take about a million. There's got to be one good one in there.
That's what we hear.
Come here, you little... So soft.
Merlin.
Hi.
Merlin.
Hi.
Well...
That's pretty much how we got him, is contorting and trying to crawl under a pallet. Ha! Caught.
Whoa.
There you go, Merle.
You are the cutest little thing. Should just make a keychain out of you.
Oh, why?
Hi, baby.
He says this is way better than outside life.
This is better than being in a cage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you even get to go on a car ride. Of course, there's complaints about my driving, but
really?
Don't listen to anybody. Look at your feeties. Where are you going?
Well, as always, Robin Mays, thanks for what you do. Pass that along to all your volunteers.
We will. Thank you.
If someone would like to volunteer, how little can they commit to? I mean, is an hour a week, is that insulting?
Yeah, no, we have some volunteers that donate their time weekly. We have a couple of volunteers that come in on Wednesdays and Saturdays just to socialize these guys, because every little bit, especially cats and our shy dogs that we have, if you're willing to sit and hold them, and our shy dogs, if you're willing to go sit in a kennel,
give them some companionship.
Read to them, talk to them. Sometimes the voice is, you know, very soothing. We can go in now on some of them that we've had, a couple of chihuahuas we've had now for about a month. Now we go in, and instead of them running to the back of the cage, they run to the front of the cage. So it's progress. It's just slow progress sometimes.
The way we like their meow, it's said that they like the sound of our voice as well.
Yes, that's probably true. Especially we've noticed it with the chihuahuas. Yes.
Well, thanks again for what you do. And if you want to see, is it Merlin or Merwin?
Merlin.
Merlin.
Merlin the magician.
Merlin. Pictures of Merlin in the blog section, 1077theisland.com. Photo credit, Laura Hurley.
Oh, please.
He drinks so much coffee, he has a picture of his coffee mug on his coffee mug. Franz Mann, one man party in the morning, 1077 The Island.